Blog Talk Radio.
The dawn is breaking, a light shining through. You're barely waking, and I'm tangled up in you.
Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I am your host, Michael Long. So glad that you are here. Linnea Starr is here also, psychic medium. She's going to be taking your phone call. So call into the show and then press the one on your phone. Very important to press the one on your phone to speak to Linnea so that you are in line. Otherwise, we will not see that on the switchboard here. So press the one on your phone to come aboard and to connect to Linnea. All of her contact information is listed right here on the show page. So call on in. You can connect with Linnea We've listed it all laid out there, all nice for you, but you can go to LinneaStar.com to find Linnea to book a private session, and also phone number that's easier for you, which is also listed here on the show page, is 978-549-7802. 978-549-7802 is the phone number as well. And don't forget about our homeless mission. The link is here on the show page. The GoFundMe link is there. Please consider donating to those less fortunate than us. And yes, they are less fortunate than us, most all of us. Unless you're pushing a couple of shopping carts, we all have it better, a lot better. And those are the folks that I visited with this weekend that our homeless mission does on a regular basis. And I think it's if we truly are spiritual and we have that love within us, that we call ourselves spiritual, because that's really where spirituality starts. It starts with the love. Without that love, we don't have that foundation, because being a talk show host on a spiritual show doesn't make you spiritual. You know, being a psychic or a healer doesn't make you spiritual. Some people think it does, but don't. And if this show didn't have the content of love coming out from the guest, myself and other people that are working in it, I promise you, I wouldn't be doing this for 9 years. And that's why I knew and dreamed and knew that at the beginning of the year, this show could do a whole lot more by helping those less fortunate. And, you know, last thing I'll say on this, you know, I knew before I started this show, my mission was to help the homeless. I always knew that is where I wanted to help people. I didn't know how to get involved, how to make it happen. And does it mean I'm leaving this show? No. But we can do so much more. And this body of the show is a great body of like-minded people, or should be. And the last thing I'll say, I swear this is the last thing. There's a new movie out everybody should watch called Silence. It will make you not just watch the movie, but it will make you think of your own mission, your own spirituality, and your closeness to God. I promise you it will. It did to me over the weekend, and it's given me even a more renewed mission on this show and on the homeless mission. The link is on the show page right there for you. Just click on it. Make a donation. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Anything will work. Someone asked me if $5, $10 will work. It does. Okay? The link is right there, or it's even on my Facebook. And I do thank you for listening. Now, let's get on with the show. Again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard to have a question for Linnea. And let's go ahead and join in here with Linnea Starr. Welcome back, Linnea.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? Happy spring. I hope that your weather in Oklahoma has been as nice as ours is today. We had a little bit of snow over the weekend, but today it's bright and sunny, and it looks like the trees are blossoming. Easter's coming. Passover is coming. So it's just a beautiful cadre of renewal. So thank you so much for letting me share my gift.
Well, thanks for coming on. You're always a bright light here on this show, and I really mean that. So I always
thank
enjoy you coming on Mondays. So
me too. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, spring is coming, and yeah, the weather has been really interesting, kind of a roller coaster ride, like you say, from snow to bright days, and we're experiencing about the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, the weather gods, I hope that they're calmed down now, and they just send the blue skies and the sun. That's what we need.
Yes, definitely. We want to send our prayers to the south, where they had tornadoes and bad floods and over the weekend, so... Definitely. But let's see who's on the phone lines here for you, Linnea. And
sure.
Again, the phone number for folks to call on into the radio show. And this is Linnea's new time here at 5 o'clock Eastern time. So write it down. Tell your friends here on Journey into the Light. And let's go to our first call. Area code 217. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Jana. I'm calling from Illinois.
I think, have we spoken with you before?
I'm not sure. Maybe a while back.
Yeah, the voice sounds very familiar. So, happy spring. How can the stars direct you today? What would you like to query them for?
I guess I just want to know if I have any messages or anyone coming through for me on the other side.
All right, well, thank you. They are giving me the month of July around you. Do you have a specific connection to July right now? Is that a meaningful month for you?
It's my birthday month.
All right, well, you know, I'm going to say I've never been to your parties, so someone came back to show us July, and they're actually showing me July 8th to the 17th. When is your exact birthday?
My birthday is the 31st.
All right, well, somebody was pregnant with you, waiting for your beautiful birth, and they are talking about an engagement. So have you heard of anyone getting engaged around you? Have someone shared with you that wonderful news for the future?
Nope.
Are you a married lady?
Nope.
All right, well, maybe it's around you. Are you seeing someone right now? Is there a soulmate in your aura?
Yes, I am with somebody.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. You're with someone?
Yes. Yeah, I am.
All right, well, how wonderful. Well, I'm going to say it looks like it's a joyful union. So I'm going to say I hear, come grow old with me, the best is yet to be. And they're actually showing me, I'm not sure if you've been there, but it could be on your itinerary. They're showing me the Bahamas, the Paradise Island, and the Atlantis Hotel. Have you ever been to that part of the world?
No. Well, I've been to the Bahamas when I was younger, but I haven't been on a vacation like that for a long time.
All right, well, I've never been to that beautiful area, but they're showing me if you are the person that had that, definite vacation, you could be going back there again, but this time in a different vibration. It could be with a soulmate connection. And they keep giving me the letter T, not your name, but does somebody else have a letter T around you in your life right now?
My sister's name starts with a T. Tanya.
Okay, well, you're getting some things that, are true for you since you and I have never met. You have been to the Bahamas. There is a wonderful, person in your life. There is the letter T. That's a relative. Where is your father? Is your father still here on the earth plane?
I was going to say you could be picking up my dad. My dad was Tim, and he passed away.
All right. I'm sorry for your loss. And how long has your wonderful father been in the spirit world?
A little over 2 years now.
All right. That's not a very long time. So I'm going to say I think, that's a poignant time to remember your father, especially right around the spring when the earth comes back to life. And he does say that, he's still very connected. And our fathers will often do that. Dads will still very much protect their children. And he keeps showing me Angel Gabriel. Do you have anything with the symbol of Angel Gabriel on it at all?
I don't, but I do give messages.
All right, well, I'm going to say Angel Gabriel is the prophecy angel. So I'm going to say between now and Easter and Passover, which is just in the next, couple of weeks, somehow you're going to receive something that has Angel Gabriel on it, and that's called a port, A-P-P-O-R-T. So your father says, look for that because that's going to be coming from him. So how old was your wonderful father when he passed into spirit?
He was 60, and his birthday is this week.
Okay, so that's a strong connection. He's showing me a tattoo. Did somebody get a tattoo to honor or remember your father, do you know?
I have a tattoo when he had his first cardiac arrest before he passed away.
All right, well, sweetie, I think you got some wonderful things from your blessed father. And I think he wants you to know that Absolutely, you can make the connection to him. Just tap into that energy, and please let us know what comes true. Happy spring. Nice to speak to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much
yes.
for the message.
Yes, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for your
nice
call.
Things from her dad, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's great to connect. It's always disheartening, you know. Linnea, when you hear on TV when people feel like when their loved one is lost, that they're lost forever, and it's like, you know,
right.
It's like they're not.
And you and I both know. You and I both know, especially you know, you being a light worker as well. You know that there are many, many ways to make a connection to someone. And her wonderful father, I think, jumped right on board to say, "Oh no, 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 I'm still here." And she was able to respond because she's a true believer. And I think that's the necessity of showing people what the metaphysical realm is capable of. It's out there. You just have to tap into it because we are all promised eternal life. Our soul belongs to the Creator and our body is temporary. And once the body is finished and we don't need it anymore, our energy, our essence of who we are goes back to God, and they want to communicate to say, watch. Look, listen, we will find each other again someday. And that's always my message. The soul is eternal.
Yes, right. Soul is eternal, for sure. Boy, so much of this was covered on that movie I was talking about, Silence. You'll have to watch that and
really?
Let me know what you think.
I'm going to. Thank you for the heads up. I'm going to try to see that soon.
Yeah, it's definitely a good movie, especially with the Easter coming up. So, let's still has me spellbound, as you can tell. That was a couple of days ago. Let's go to Lamorla in Arkansas. You're up next. Welcome.
Thank you.
What a pretty name. So, thank you for calling us. And did you have a question? Did you have a question for these?
I guess mine may be a little general. I've been getting all kind of number sequences, butterflies, finding pennies. I'm going with the flow. Is there anything that you see for me?
Yeah, when you are open to the metaphysical realm, you know, you do find different signs. If they are animals, that's a totem, T-O-T-E-M, and that's just to let you know that the spirit world is showing you the same symbolic items, so you will pay attention. As I'm speaking to you, this is really kind of cool. As I'm talking to you, I'm kind of near the water in my area, and all these birds, there's tons and tons
Aww.
Of birds flying by me. So I'm going to say, I think this is your year to take off. This is your year of flight. There could
I
be a lot of
it.
Changes around you. Yeah, it's really, and they're pretty. They're white, white birds, which are very spiritual. Where is your mother? Where is your mom?
My mother is deceased and my grandmother is deceased. Matter of fact, today's my grandmother's birthday. She would have been 80 if she was living.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to say I do pick up a very nurturing vibration. So I'm going to say I think it's the two ladies together. The two ladies
okay.
are standing arm in arm. And they're telling me you have a picture of them like that. They look like they're standing side by side and their arms are entwined. Do you have that picture? Do you recall it at all?
I don't, but I actually do have one of me and my grandmother. Together.
Well,
kinda
maybe
like
that's
that.
The two of you. That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And she keeps showing me the letter G. Does someone have the letter G around you? Anybody with the letter G in their name?
G. Not that I know of right offhand.
Oh, that's the future for you. And what do you do for your venue? What is your profession?
Well, I work in my 9-to-5 job. I work for the state. I work with kids that commit crimes. And then I have a life coaching and energy healing business online.
All right, well, I'm going to say I think your day job, you know, makes the ends meet. And I'm going to say I think you are more, I think that's why I see the birds flying. I think you are more of an ethereal, esoteric kind of individual. They're telling me that you might want to pursue something a little more in that metaphysical realm. And they're saying that would set your spirit, I think, to a higher vibration. And until, you know, that success happens, naturally we keep our day jobs. But they keep saying Frank or Francis. Do you have a Frank or a Francis around you at all?
A Frank or Francis. I don't. I have a friend named Frank, a very distant friend.
All right. Well, is that a personal friend of yours? Are you close to each other?
Not really, really close. He does show some interest in me, but it's not reciprocated.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say he's a friend. And, you know, sometimes if a romantic liaison doesn't take us to the romantic level, we can still have a very good friendship with that. So I'm going to say
I think they're
telling me that he's very sincere and he cares for your well-being. So it's always nice to have that kind of, like a big brother. You know what I mean? A big brother for you. And do you have children at all? Are you a mother?
Yes, I have two grown children and two grandchildren.
Wonderful. Well, I think there could be another grandchild on the way.
Ooh,
showing your baby girl. So have you heard about a pregnancy at all?
I have not, but my daughter's gaining weight. I'm going to have to get on her.
Well, I'm going to say there might be a very good reason for it. What state does your beautiful daughter live in?
Arkansas. We're all here.
Okay, great. And are you near Little Rock at all?
I'm living in Little Rock. Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, they're showing me Little Rock. So I'm going to say there could be news of an infant, maybe, you know, in your vibration. I think your metaphysical field, I think you could be very talented in that. And they keep showing me a lot of American Indian powwows. Do you go to any of those get-togethers at all? Do you ever attend those?
Indian what? What was that?
Powwows, you know, they have those powwows with the drums and all.
No,
of the beautiful
but that would be
attributes.
Very, that would be very interesting. But I did connect with a shamanic group here, and I did a journey with them.
Yeah, there is a special connection to American Indians. They're very spiritual, and that might even elevate your vibration. So try to find a powwow over the summer. Let us know about the new baby and happy spring. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you were great. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Lamorla. And again, we're speaking here to Linnea Starr. If you would like to set up a private reading with Linnea, you can contact her at her website, linneastarr.com, which the link is here on the show page, or the phone number, which is 978-549-7802, 978-549-7802. And... let's see here. We can squeeze in at least one more. Let's go to Virginia. And Andrea, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, how are you? Happy spring.
Too.
Good luck.
It's a little rainy here in Virginia.
Oh, at least it doesn't snow. They're showing me Virginia Beach and the Association for Research and Enlightenment. Have you ever visited there?
I have not.
All right, you might want to put it on a list. It's very spiritual. It was run by Edgar Cayce and his foundation. Very fascinating gentleman. He was a trance medium. You can look up some of his books. And the book they're telling me to tell you about is called There Is a River. It's a very spiritual connection about our life journeys. And do you have a question that you would like to devote, you know, to the stars tonight?
Yes. I don't know if I spoke to it before, but I don't think so. But I recently tried out for a TV show. And do you still think it's in the works, because they changed their website to reflect something different now?
Okay. I'm going to say that I think that, was it recent? Was it by January? Did you have a connection to them in January?
I did. I tried out in three different states in January.
Okay. I'm going to say I think they really like you. I think you have this energy that I can pick up. It permeates the whole vibration. And I'm going to say it might not be I think it might not be exactly what you, you know, were connecting to, but I think they have you in mind for a couple of other things. So I'm going to say don't be surprised if they call you or email you and say, listen, this is a really great venue for you. It might be a little bit different right now. And they're showing me commercials. Have you ever done commercials at all?
No, I have not.
All right, well, you might be plugging a product. You might be doing something with a commercial, but I'm going to say that's down the road. And they're giving me the name Joseph. Do you have anybody named Joseph in your life right now?
No.
All right, well, listen to that in the television venue. And they're showing me Atlanta, Georgia. Does someone have a connection to Atlanta, Georgia around you?
Well, I have a roommate, but I think he used to live in Georgia, but now he lives in North Carolina.
All right, well, I'm going to say something with, you know, performing, something with the television connection that you've been initiating.
Okay.
There's something out of Atlanta, Georgia. And is it a reality-based show? Is it something on that venue?
I tried out for America's Got Talent. So I actually believe that there's still room for the next round. Or do you see some travel to California? Something like that?
All right, well, I'm going to say if it's a reality show and they like to, which I think they did, I think that they're going to let you know. And there could be some connection for some shoot or some filming. It looks like Atlanta, Georgia for some reason. They're just showing me that. So good luck.
Okay.
I hope that it works out for you. And I hear a lot of music around you. So music is also a harmonic kind of connection. Are you a musical person?
I sign music and sign language. I can't sing.
All right, that's okay, but you know, you have a musical vibration, so think that this is going to be a go for you, so good luck and happy spring. Let us know what comes true.
I will, thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. Appreciate that. Yeah.
And we'll be here in 2 weeks, Michael. Next week we have a week off, is that correct? Good night
off? Yes, that's correct. We'll be back in 2 weeks,
all
Linnea.
Right.
So look forward
thank
to that.
Thank you so much. And again, educate, entertain, and enlightenment. Happy spring, and I'll touch base with you in 2 weeks.
Okay, we'll see you then. Great show. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, me too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that's Linnea Starr here to the show. And again, her phone number to reach her for private sessions, which she does all the time, in case you wondered. If you want to set one up, get that question all the time, 978-549-7802. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a brand new guest coming on. He's going to be hosting the show on a weekly basis himself, and he's going to be talking about herbs and health and wellness and all those things that we need in our life. So he's coming up here in less than a minute. So everybody just redial and we'll be up next.